Hi, Jose.
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Jose. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Nicole. Yourself?
Good, thank you. I had just a
Doing good.
couple of questions. Is this a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you had emailed me back, but just want to make sure. I know the you said the name stayed the same, correct, for the business?
Yeah. The
Okay.
only thing that changed was the LLC, because I mean, it's one way to protect myself from, suits, lawsuit and stuff like that.
Okay, and when
That's
did you
the
switch to an LLC?
about 4 years ago,
4
something
years
like that.
ago.
Three
Okay,
or
and
four
did
years ago,
you
right off
a
the top of my head.
sole prop before that?
Yes. Always have.
Okay. Perfect. And you are looking for a tow truck, but you haven't picked one out yet, correct?
There's a couple of them, but I'm undecided because I talked to another guy that he finds equipment and sells equipment. The whole purpose of that is that I want to sell the one that I have because the one that I have is too small for what I do, and I want to because I got a single axle. I'm looking for two axle roll back, pretty much what I want. But yes, for safety issues,
Are
I could
you
stop
a
better. What was that? No.
tow company, or what is the business
No,
name?
no. No. It's I move equipment for United Rentals, and United Rentals got generators that I pull one up and tap and tow another one. And I'm not I don't move vehicles. I don't move cars or stuff like that. Just equipment.
Okay, so you move equipment for United Rentals?
Yes.
Okay. And this piece of equipment, you would use to move the equipment?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I
Do
do with the
you?
one I have right now. But see, for
Okay.
example, they got a piece of equipment that weighs 10,000 pounds. That's the maximum I can load on the one I have right now. With the two axle roll back, we are looking at probably 20,000 pounds I can put up and down, and not a
Okay.
problem.
And
So
do
that'll
you?
open up the that will open up the market for me a lot more.
Okay, because you can't move that type of equipment right now.
Well, I can, but only small equipment.
Got
Small
it.
equipment. Not
Okay.
something, that weighs 20,000 pounds.
I see. Okay. And do you, what range do you think it's going to be around?
Probably 50, between 50. There's one that I talked to a guy in Ohio, and yeah, I think it was Lima, Ohio, and
Okay.
he's asking for 59 on his.
Okay.
And then
All
this other
right.
one that, the one that Melvin received a picture that they sent me a picture, and that's in Ohio also. They want a 56, but that one they got some work to do on it, so I'm not too confident. And I just can't find anything here in California or Oregon, which is a lot closer. I've been looking around, but nobody's got anything that I want because it's not a rare piece of equipment. It's just not a whole lot of people uses them,
It's
so
a
there's not.
rollback truck, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I
All
got a
right.
couple issues.
Well, I'll go ahead. So you just want to make sure that you're approved so that once you
Well,
find something, you can just move forward, correct?
that's what Melvin and I can Sal, I think Sal was his name too. They're the ones that keep pushing the issue. Yes, find out. Yeah, eventually I want to get one. All right, and at the same time I want to put the one I have in the market. I want to, or if, I mean, that's what I was looking for, somebody here in California that has one rollback, and see if I can take, they can receive the one I have as a trade-in. You see, and mine is a 2008, but it's just too small. I made a mistake when I first got it, and that one is, I only got $7,000 to pay on that one. So, figure I just sell it and repay the balance on that one, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
But that's what I want to do. And then if I can, and I was hoping that somebody will have one here so they can receive this one as a trade-in and be a lot lesser of a loan at the end.
But, yeah. Just keep looking. You never know when something will pop up. Yeah.
Well, that's what I put the word out there and people looking, but like I said, it's just a, it's not a common type of truck that everybody utilizes. Only big companies that move their own equipment. They're mm-hmm. the ones that have them. The one I just got, one I got a couple of years ago, or over 2.5 years ago, that I found it in Fort Worth, Texas. And there's some here that I wanted something cheaper and out of state, so I didn't have to pay, you know, all the taxes and stuff like that, which is the legal way to do it. And
yeah.
with United Rentals, I can go straight across the line, either into Arizona or Nevada, and I don't have to pay taxes. So in other words,
do you have
a
contract with them, or how does that work?
No, not a contract. It's, it's when I have the time, and if they schedule me to move equipment. Say, for example,
mm-hmm.
they call me today and ask me if I got time, if I'm not booked on, because I got other trucks. I got big,
yeah.
big trucks. I got 18-wheelers, and
mm-hmm.
I can, you know, I'm booked with some of the customers that I move equipment for, and I can be at United Rentals
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis, but eventually, yeah, if I get a bigger truck, I can try to hire a driver that will drive it on a daily basis. And
mm-hmm.
I already spoke to United Rentals about it. Yeah, if I can get a driver, can they keep it working every day with them?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, no, just bring it on. I can work with them with the one I have. But to be honest, and I'll tell you the main reason I don't stay with them on a daily basis with the one I have, because I make a lot more money in a daily basis moving somebody else's equipment, because with them is hourly rate. And I also told them my rates are going to go up once I get a two-axle rollback.
Mm-hmm.
And they agree. They say, okay, that's fine. Just let them know when you get it and get yourself a driver and we'll keep it going every day. Which that company has got a lot of work. But I'm not
yeah.
there every day because I can only be in one truck at a time. Unfortunately, I can only drive one at a time. And I make more money by going here and there with either a flatbed or just the tractor. I move a lot of generators
mm-hmm.
here throughout L.A. That's my forte pretty much. Between
a lot of
United
generators.
Rentals and another company here in Long Beach, I mean, they keep me on my toes every day.
Okay.
There's another company in San Diego that I do the same thing for them. There's
oh,
another
yeah.
one here in Santa Fe Springs. Matter of fact, I got a truck loading in Santa Fe Springs right now for tomorrow's delivery. And me, myself, I got to go there tomorrow and hook up to a generator and take it to Long Beach. So,
oh,
I go back and forth, and that's where the work is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people knows me that I move basically generators. I've been on the generator business pretty much the last 10 years or longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty well known, I guess, here in the LA market. I got friends
All right.
and I got enemies.
Yeah.
So,
sounds like you're doing pretty well, though.
Well, pretty well. Sometimes it's an industry that is a lot, the competition is huge.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm thankful for all the furlough of work that I have. I like to do the things the right way. That's why I always got work. Thank God that, you know, that's been, without the generators, I don't think you and I will be making a phone call. It stopped just moving freight across the country. I mean, that's what I do too. On the other rates, I send them every which way.
Yeah.
Except New York and Boston. I don't like those areas. Pretty much stay, you know, here in the Midwest and Florida. I don't mind it. Florida, because of the weather, it's not bad. But anywhere else, it's especially winter time. I try to stay away from the snow zones. Yeah, so you know what kind of work that we do. But yeah, no, I always been on my own since I started the business.
Okay. Well, I think I have all the information I need.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is get everything together and get it submitted, and I'll get back to you within the next day, possibly 2 days. And I hope to have a approval for you. And then when you go shopping, at least you'll know kind of what you've been approved for and that sort of thing. That should help you out.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's the original problem with Melvin and Sal, and I do really want to push it because, I haven't had time to shop around, and it's not as easy as everybody thinks. Of course, I can get on the internet, but what kind of condition the equipment is.
Yeah.
And I know what I'm looking for, and I know what kind of condition it's got to be. And
right.
It's not like the one I got right now. Like I said, I bought it before I even got to Fort Worth, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it on the internet. I made the agreement with the bank and everything else. And so actually it was paid for before I even got there. And when I got there, it's not really what I wanted because it was too small.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a mistake once, but I'm not about to make it again. Because if I do get another one, whether it's in Oregon, whether it's in Washington, whether it's in Ohio, whether it's in Fort Worth, my deal is I'm going to fly up there a week before, look at it. If I like it, fine, then I'll come back and talk to you guys and then do all the paperwork, get the registration, get the all the stuff that I need to bring it home.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the way I do things. And every time I buy a truck, that's what I do. I'll go look at it, come back, and say I want it or I don't. And
okay.
That's how I do it because I made the mistake once and I learned. And I'm not about to do it again.
Yeah.
So that's
okay. Well, we'll get you approved,
it.
And then once you find the right piece, then we can work on that for you. But
okay.
I think this is a good start, so we'll reach out here in the next day or so with some feedback. And if I need anything, I'll give you a call.
All right, good enough.
Okay.
If for some reason I don't answer my phone, just leave me a message and I'll get back with you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.